Whoever becomes the next mayor of Boston will have to deal with the area of the city called Mass Cass. That's the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Malnia Cass Boulevard. It's become the epicenter of Massachusetts' opioid epidemic. Thousands of people seek help in the area, which is flanked by Boston Medical Center, addiction treatment programs, homeless shelters, and other social services. Hundreds of people are basically living on the streets there. Despite years of promises to improve Mass Cass, many residents and business owners say it's only getting worse.
My name is Jerry DiPiero. I'm the owner of DiPiero Construction. I'm on Mass Ave in Girard.
Sort of Mass Cass.
Mass Cass, yes.
We're here in the heart of it.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a walk.
Sure. Yeah, maybe we walk this way, walk down Girard for.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot going on. Window breaking. They smashed this. These are why I have plexi on them. They smashed all the glass. These vans I've lost probably about $40,000 over the last 7 months.
This is all needle caps. These are all syringe caps.
This is the homeless bathroom right there.
DiPiero says the area is the worst he's seen in his 15 years of business there. We walk a few blocks to Atkinson Street, near the entrance to the city's engagement center. It opened in 2018, offering restrooms and addiction-related materials and referrals to treatment. The street is lined with tents. Many of the people inside are actively using drugs or nodding off.
This is probably the worst you're going to see right here. It's overwhelming, and you got to be careful now because now it's a different dynamics. Now they're a little more aggressive. They'll attack you. They'll try to take money.
But you brought your concerns forward before to city officials, and so what happened?
Nothing.
So can even a new mayor, even really do anything about this?
That's above me. I don't know. I just think they need to find a facility where they can have some help. They need some help. And I think it's all too concentrated here.
The concentration of services in just these few blocks has long been a complaint. A plan for transitional housing in the now-closed Best Western Roundhouse Hotel on Mass Ave was recently shot down by neighbors who said to look elsewhere.
It's discouraging. It's disappointing.
Sarah Porter is executive director of Victory Programs, which has a contract with the city and state to provide transitional housing. Her proposal called for renting two floors of the hotel for 14 to 35 beds. Porter is now looking at other options, but not too far away.
Being closer to the source of where people are right now is helpful. So we're looking at other hotels that are a little bit further out of Mass and Cass, but ideally you want something that's near where people are.
While there are no official numbers, Porter and others estimate there are now several hundred people living on the streets in Mass Cass.
What's happening in the Mass Cass area is a human tragedy.
Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins' jail is in the neighborhood. He was part of the city's Mass Cass Task Force. It was formed 2 years ago under former Mayor Marty Walsh. It's essentially disbanded.
The Mass Cass Task Team is 100% useless. Nothing has gotten done.
Tompkins says the group was too large and didn't meet often enough. Acting Mayor Kim Janey has promised to reformulate the task force. She blames many of the Mass Cass issues on the 2014 closing of the bridge to Long Island, where many treatment programs operated. Janey says she's working with the state to provide more services outside of Boston.
We need not only to have a coordinated approach between agencies here in our city, but with municipalities across the region. Addiction knows no boundaries.
The other four major mayoral candidates are also calling for other communities to do more. They've all issued detailed plans for Mass Cass. City Councilor Michelle Wu wants a regional coalition to deal with mental health and substance use. Councilor Anissa Asaibi-George is promising to appoint a so-called Mass Cass czar. Councilor Andrea Campbell is proposing a dedicated Mass Cass first responder unit, and former City Economic Development Chief John Barros wants expanded hours at the engagement center. As for business owner Jerry DiPiero, he says if things don't improve soon, he'll probably leave.
I would sell the building and just get out of here and move somewhere else. Yeah, that's my next step if something doesn't happen soon. It's not worth it. I mean, my play of the game here now, I can move anywhere and still do the same business. I like it, don't get me wrong, but just I get kids, and I just don't need something happening.
For now, though, DePiro says the city's installed new security cameras and is doing more street cleaning and trash pickup. But DePiro and others around MassCast say they'll be hoping the next mayor will do more.